We're doing letter number 1653. This is dated the 23rd day of Sivan, Chav Gimel Sivan, at Tav Shin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses with great titles, Rav HaGoyen, Rav HaChosid. Shalom Sheyichya. Shalom Uvracha. Okay, peace and blessing. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from the 20th day of Sivan, and also at the time, the Rebbe with titles, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Isaac Sheyichya Chadakov. He is a secretary, he was the secretary, the main, the chief secretary of the Rebbe. He also passed along the content of your letter to him. And I was rejoiced, I was happy that at the end, that you too agree that your work is bearing fruit. In other words, that you're successful. Apparently this person was hard on himself. He didn't think that he was being successful in his, outreach work or other things. And the Rebbe says, but you yourself are admitting, and may Hashem help you to see it with addition, also with eyes of flesh, literally see success. And this that you write, that this is it, that you only have one youngster of all your effort that you did. But the Rebbe said, immediately, you're right, that you're hoping to be here with some of your students for Yud Beis Tammuz that's coming upon us. So you're talking already about several students, and you're saying that only one. Now, here the Rebbe addresses an issue, which, maybe it's not as prevalent over here in the United States so much, a little bit, but it's still in Israel a lot in a disguised way. He asked the Rebbe about the missionaries. About the missionaries. So the Rebbe says, in my view, it's not fitting to enter into debates logically with them. But you have to search for ways, proper ways, to reveal their shame very public way. In other words, what they're up to. What does it mean? That they're actually deceiving the people. They don't reveal themselves that they are there to persuade and to push people away from their religion, and also that they're getting paid for it. It's not ideologically. The Rebbe says, I think that there was in the, this was a monthly or whatever, I'm not sure, it was a paper, a newspaper, it was to come out, it's called Jewish Life. This was from the month of Iyar Sivan. There is an article about their activities in the Bronx. Perhaps that would be of benefit to you too. So the Rebbe is telling him where to look over there.
Rabbi.
Yep. It happened occasionally that when they would trick people, so they asked formally by the priests over there, religious leaders, and they were forced to publicly express their opinion that they, as leaders, from their perspective, they are not in agreement with the false ways and deceptions that these missionaries have made their way. But you have to, the Rebbe says, you have to first, before you publicize, you have to first find out how, in what aspect are they there to deceive. And the Rebbe said, there is always, almost always, there is some part of it that they are deceiving with falseness and similar to that, with blessing. So the Rebbe said, not to get into a debate with them, largely, but to show and reveal to the public how they're going about doing their things by pretending and deceiving and other ways. And the Rebbe also adds a note that I'm also attaching a copy of a letter as it relates to Shavuos. Perhaps this will bring a benefit from your influence on your surrounding community. So here the Rebbe is on one hand telling him that don't think it's only one child, the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe encourages him. And then the other issue, I remember,